Agencies are getting smarter about cyber. The Homeland Security Department and General Services Administration are too. They are fine-tuning a contracting vehicle for tools that let agencies not only monitor their computer networks 24/7, but also fix the things that go wrong. The umbrella term for those tools is continuous diagnostics and mitigation. Joining us with more is Ken Ammon. He's Chief Strategy Officer of Exceedium. It's a supplier of CDM software products. Ken, great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, Ken, just first of all, by way of background, for those of us who aren't in the weeds about the cybersecurity tools being offered, what has the CDM program by the Department of Homeland Security and GSA accomplished so far?
Well, I think the targeted goal for the CDM program was to move away from a historical compliance reporting structure for our threats against cyber infrastructure to a more real-time basis and the ability to respond to those threats.
And by and large, have agencies done that?
Well, I think they've broken CDM into phased approach, and I think that is a sensible approach in terms of bringing both the agencies up to speed and then being able to manage the path forward as you take a look at data center consolidation, virtualization, and cloud infrastructure now evolving and in some cases complicating the landscape for agencies and departments. So under phase one, I believe that most organizations have done at least an initial install of being able to better track their assets and the risks of those assets. And now as they move into phase two, I think you're moving into an area that many agencies haven't pulled together a desired state for securing this particular approach yet.
Okay, so explain that a little bit to me. So they've gotten, in phase one at least, have gotten the tools in motion to be able to figure out in real time if there is, say, a breach on their security networks, but they can fine-tune it? And how exactly can they fine-tune it?
So I think first step was being able to at least report on the assets that you have. And it was a long-time challenge was just having an understanding of what IT assets that are in your environment and whether they're configured in an appropriate way. And in the second phase, I think you take a look at the challenge of now enforcing least privilege, which is basically an approach that says any user should only have the access and the abilities necessary to do their job and no more. And in putting a structure like that in place becomes a much easier path to be able to detect activity or behavior that would indicate that you are either elevating your risk or potentially have a malicious insider in your environment.
All right. And your company makes tools to enable that. Just give me a sense of what sort of tools they are and how one uses them. Because to somebody like me, this seems like quite a, you know, maybe you just press a button and say go. I'm not exactly sure what it entails.
So I think there's two key tenets for the tool set that Exceedium brings. One is being able to separate authentication from authorization. And so the fact that you can log into your system and the government has a very sophisticated capability in the what's called the PIV or CAC card in being able to provide two-factor or what's known as two-factor authentication to the users. But authenticating yourself shouldn't grant a set of accesses outside of the privileges that you should have for your role. So we separate that authentication process from authorization. And then the second half of that is when you have your authorizations, in some cases, users have many privileges. They're necessary for them to do their job. In that case, you want to provide very strict monitoring of what that user is doing and contain and control them particular targets as they do their job. And this is both to mitigate the risk of what would be a malicious insider or in the case of an insider who's just happens to make a mistake that day that could yield significant vulnerability to the system.
Yeah, we often hear of these security breaches or potential security breaches that happen just because somebody takes a thumb drive home from work and then plugs it into an unsecured laptop at home, things like that. But what are the tools? Like what does your company provide? What does this give those in the IT department in order to be able to find those insider threats?
So XSuite is the tool set from Exceedium. It is a platform that is designed to integrate into the existing systems that you have, so it's not a disruptive platform. Once again, it will begin your session. So before our platform is in place, users would log in typically with identities that aren't specific to their true identity. So privileged users typically use roles such as root or admin, and you can imagine if you have 10 individuals, all that require that access, you can't tell the difference between any of the 10. They all look like they're a single user. So what we do is we take that PIV or CAC identity that's been vetted ahead of time, we connect that now to everything the user is going to do while they're doing their job. And we do that by managing the endpoint credentials, those legacy password credentials or key file credentials, and basically checking them out on behalf of the user and asserting them to the downstream device and connecting that entire session in a recorded fashion such that the user can only stay focused on the target that they're managing, and if an auditor or security manager wishes, they can watch a DVR-like replay of exactly what the user was doing at that time.
We're speaking with Ken Ammon. He's Chief Strategy Officer of Exceedium, and we're talking about the next phase in a CDM, a Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation contract. So with phase two, what sort of tools do you expect to be developed? I mean, I understand that a lot of people in the industry have very high hopes for this.
Yes, so I think what they're doing for phase two makes a lot of sense. They've initially reached out with a request for information, and I think that's the desire there is to determine the extent which tools and technologies are currently available to meet the goals of phase two. And it's my understanding the government will take a look at that feedback and then be able to request tools that align with what's available today in industry. And I think the challenge here is determining the desired state. If you can determine a desired state, then you can detect defects from that desired state. In many cases, the information exists in separate islands or silos, and the goal here is to be able to bring those silos together in a single view, establish a desired state, and then more easily be able to detect those defects and do that without a significant, what I'll say, rip and replace of existing infrastructure. And that's exactly what some of the tools that are available, such as Exceedium's XSuite, can do.
And what you're really describing, though, is a change in a state of thinking, right? The thinking that goes behind the planning of this. With the first phase of this contract, CDM one, do you think agencies achieve this type of thinking?
Well, I think they first bring order to traditional infrastructure, and that is being able to scan, discover, and look for misconfigurations that may yield an attack to that particular system. I think as that program has moved forward, technology doesn't stand still, and so through data center consolidation, implementation of virtualization, and adoption of public cloud, these have the opportunity of bringing new challenges and new silos of information. And so I think that what one of the things we've concentrated on at Exceedium is ensuring we invested ahead of those technologies so that we can bring order to those separate islands as well as that traditional infrastructure that phase one, I think, has had a lot of success in bringing up to speed.
Yeah, I guess my question is more along the lines of whether agencies have, in their own, the way that they have thought about their own cyber defenses, if they have moved along with the product development, with the innovations, and they're also thinking in this way of first separating authentication from authorization and being able to set the levels in real time and monitor these employees. Have they moved their own thinking along with that?
I think it's generally accepted that it is in everyone's best interest to move from a point in time, either every quarter or annually, in reporting your risks from a compliance perspective to a more near real-time action-oriented approach. So I believe that's generally accepted across the agencies as a principle that's worth pursuing. I think the challenge is in getting there, because there's, in many cases, a haystack of needles, and finding the security incident is trying to find that one special needle in that stack of needles. So as you move forward through the different phases of CDM, I believe you bring better order to the infrastructure and you eliminate that stack of needles, which should make it much easier to find that problematic needle on request. And so it is an approach in getting to that end state. And I do believe that both the principles have been adopted generally by agencies, and there's been progress made. More work to do. Clearly, phase two will move many of the agencies further toward that goal.
Ken Ammon is the Chief Technology Officer of Excedium. And Ken, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.